This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last week, Tennessee, home of music hubs Nashville and Memphis, became the first state to pass a law targeting artificial intelligence that clones musicians' voices. Last year, a song featuring AI clones of Drake and The Weeknd went viral until record labels threatened action, Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
The internet loves AI Johnny Cash.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
Recording Industry Association of America CEO Mitch Glazer says he thought the Barbie Girl Folsom Prison Blues mashup was pretty funny.
I still think the Johnny Cash estate should get to decide whether they use his voice on something. But the ideas are very clever. And to me, that says that there's a marketplace out there.
That marketplace is basically how much listeners and tech companies might pay for a license to use an artist's voice. So if you have a Rihanna voice clone singing you a personalized rendition of Happy Birthday, the human Rihanna gets paid, which is partly why the record labels push so hard for that Tennessee law.
One of the reasons why we're acting so fast is we don't want those markets undermined before they have a chance to take off.
The Tennessee Act updates the state's right to publicity law, a statute pretty much every state has that says actors or musicians or even us lowly non-celebrities have control over our name or image or likeness. UPenn law professor Jennifer Rothman says the new Tennessee law is pretty aggressive in who might be found liable for using voice clones.
I don't think people even realize how broad it is. It could potentially be a teenager messing around in their bedroom and just putting something on Instagram.
States across the country are updating their right to publicity laws, and Congress is working on a federal version. AI music expert Ed Newton Rex at the nonprofit group Fairly Trained says it's a step in the right direction, but he says the bigger issue is how these AI music models get created in the first place.
The really pernicious threat that this doesn't cover is training these models at all on a bunch of people's work without their consent.
In other words, even if you can't use Johnny Cash's voice, you could use AI that was built on his music to make a new country song. And his estate wouldn't see a dime for that. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.